When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hi, and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is this human being called Haley.
Am I human?
Just kidding. Is this thing called Haley.
Hi, everyone.
And this is the Anna Munchies podcast. This is not one of those long, standard video ones that we upload on YouTube. This is just one where we chit-chat about life and some of the stuff that we kind of went over in some of the past episodes, like Demon Slayer, the movie.
Yes.
That's our segue.
We finally saw it last weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, we watched it last weekend with a couple of other friends. Those other two friends of ours, Mark and Michael, they also read the manga.
Yeah, so they already knew what was going to happen.
And then it was cool because then, first off, we watched in a theater where they had, where they bring food to your table. Like, you have like an individual, actually you're not in, it's a reclining chair. I was gonna say rotating chair. It's like a
It rotates you to turn around and not face the movie.
You know? It rotates you everywhere because it's a full. No, it's a reclining chair, like love seat kind of. Actually, no, it's not even love seat. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. But it's a reclining chair because I think a lot of. Actually, I don't know. Do a lot of theaters have that?
I feel like they renovated all of the theaters now to be like.
So that, I mean, usually. At least here in Southern California, a lot of theaters have the reclining. Automatic reclining button.
Yes. Thing.
And but this one has is kind of different because the one we went to, it's an AMC theater, but they bring, you could order food, like actual like meals, like burgers and stuff at chicken like the concession stand and chicken tenders
that are like $20
and really expensive ass milkshakes that sound like they're big because it says big.
It was
huge,
like jumbo mega milkshake,
and it's a fucking regular size milkshake for $10. Either way, so they order all this stuff and then they bring it to you. They like find out your seat number and they actually walk and give it to you when they're done making it. So you could kind of like a dinner service during the film. Although what's funny is we decided to eat at Chipotle right outside the AMC.
Yeah, because we went in and then they gave us the menu and we looked at it and literally like the chicken nuggets meal was like $17.
And we're like, you guys want Chipotle?
Yeah, no, so we ate beforehand.
Mark and Michael like, yeah, let's just go Chipotle.
Yeah.
So even though I just described this whole crazy movie experience that you could have, literally, we just ate Chipotle first and watched the movie.
No, he got that mega milkshake and then the churros, I think.
I did, because I was like, we're in this special theater where all of these offerings.
You could have just bought Twizzlers like Michael.
Yeah, but no, they won't bring me Twizzlers to the table. They give it to me when I order it. I wanted something where they would bring it to me, and it's too full to order like a full-on meal again. So next best thing was this jumbo milkshake, which was $10, which I imagine was, you know, really this nice, cool, jumbo-sized milkshake.
Just regular
literally,
size.
I could have just gone to Jack in the Box, the drive-thru, and it's the same exact damn size.
Yeah, for like $3 or something.
I digress. But anyways, back to Demon Slayer. So we watched Demon Slayer. Mark and Michael, the manga readers, said it was very accurate. It like matched it perfectly, which is nice to hear.
Yeah.
The only recently completed manga that I watched that has an anime, it was Attack on Titan.
Yeah, and that one matches.
That matches really well. So after the movie, I binge read all of Demon Slayer.
Yeah, like, he did. He wanted to know what was going to happen.
First off, yes, it matched perfectly. And second, the movie did really well.
You said that it's like way better though because of the action, obviously.
Obviously, yeah, because kind of seeing it come to life.
Because there's so much action in that movie.
Yeah, like this whole series in general, it's just nonstop like craziness, and they sprinkle in a little bit of humor and smiles, but for the most part,
yeah, and then they take
blood
it away.
And death, and
it's like, hey, you can
they
smile.
Rob you.
You smile for 5 seconds, and then we'll go off and kill someone.
Yeah, pretty basically. Much. Like, let's kill off some more main characters. Let's take these people out. It was really good though. The film itself, of course, it's a movie quality.
Yeah.
It continues right where the anime leaves off.
Yeah,
like,
so you have to watch
jumping
this
on the train.
Movie. Otherwise, because it's two arcs, right? Put into this movie,
it's
kind of.
I guess so. If anything, it's like one. I guess it's one. It's one big arc.
Yeah.
I think that put into.
So, like,
this
if
film.
You miss this movie, you miss the whole arc.
Yeah, because when they continue off the anime, it'll be after this movie, and if you didn't watch this movie,
you'd be so
you'd
lost.
Be like, not super lost, but at least like to the point like, what the fuck? What's going on? What happened? Or like, what happened? You won't be super lost because of I was about to burp, sorry. That's why I was like talking weird. But you're not gonna be super lost, but definitely it's important to kind of watch this so you kind of know what happened and what's going on when you get jump back into the anime.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was really good though. I mean, like, all it's like what you expect and see of like anime like films of, you know, current anime series that are
right out. Everything is like, I mean, Demon Slayer in general, the animation is really good, but the one in the movie is like a little bit better.
And because I think like the last time I watched anime film that was from like in theaters specifically, because I've watched anime movies like on streaming sites.
Yes.
But yeah, I was going to lead on Haley and say Code Geass. There goes my whole dramatic entry. Oh, is it Code Geass? Oh yeah, it's Code Geass. Yeah,
well,
so
I was
Code
trying
Geass.
To remember which was the last
yeah,
one
so
that we watched.
It's Code Geass, and I lost my whole fucking train of thought. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's Code Geass. That's it. Good night.
Peace.
No, and because Code Geass was really good. Like, you could tell the big difference because Code Geass was really nicely animated too. And kind of seeing it in the big screen, it's like a whole different feeling. It's like a whole different experience watching these like shows that you're so used to watching at home or on your laptop, somewhere else. Like, obviously, like not on a big screen. Then when you watch on a big screen, it's kind of cool. It's like more like grand and glorious. Plus, obviously, they have a movie budget. So, a lot, as you can see, in the Demon Slayer movie, there's a lot more crazier animations and stuff, more fancy stuff going on.
Got some 3D action, 3D rendering when it was like the boss fights. You don't remember the one on the train?
Yeah, I do. So there was all that stuff going on. I was just looking at your talking because you got soft again. I was like, you just like started like, oh, then all this, then your sexy soft voice, 3D renders compared to the blah blah blah, blah yelling earlier. But Code Geass was good in the movie theater. Because I've watched a lot of Naruto movies, but they weren't in the theater. I watched, like, I remember the first Naruto Shippuden movie on my laptop. And it's just, I wish I could have seen it. I can imagine how awesome it was to watch it, like, in theater. If you're, obviously it was in Japan, though. So, that kind of vibes.
Another one that we watched was the One Piece Stampede.
See, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was that one, too. Watch One Piece Stampede in the theater. That was cool, too. That's just different seeing whatever you usually watch on...
Oh, and then
you
know, also the... My Hero. We saw two of their movies. Oh, come on now.
Come on now, Haley. How can you forget all this?
How could you forget?
Gosh. And Demon Slayer movie. I mean, if you haven't watched it, check it out. because you'll have to if you generally watch Demon Slayer in general. Mm-hmm. You, like, I guess, actually, you know what, Haley, you might be right. You might be not super lost, but you'll definitely be lost because you would be like, who is this guy they're referencing?
They introduced like two.
It's a big characters. Thing, I think, that goes on throughout the series itself after reading the manga because Tanjiro uses like this whole experience and what happened like as kind of like a stepping stone to grow and become stronger, mm-hmm. kind of thing, as like his motivation. So definitely check it out. Demon Slayer the movie, Mugen Train, finally here in the U.S. Apparently, because we have Haley has a lot of friends in Europe now. Do they have it there? You said it's not even released there yet, right?
I don't know if it's released, but then their theaters are closed still, so they can't even see it anyway.
So there you go. Sorry to everyone in the UK.
I know, they're trying to like look for it online and stuff, but then it's not the same as seeing it like a cam version or whatever.
It's really cool. Yeah, so hopefully they can see it and join in on the fun. I don't think we're going to watch it again in theaters, but I'm sure there's plenty of people. Oh yeah, there's people who definitely also cosplayed.
Yeah, but then
Haley didn't. Oh, what a pooper.
Yeah, because, okay, you know, I told him, I was like, you know, I'm probably going to cry in this movie. And I cried 6 times, and that would have just been, like, a waste of wearing, like, my contact lenses before, and ruining my it's makeup.
Before you take a picture, before the movie. Don't cry
well,
before
I wouldn't.
Movie.
I don't want to do it. Like, those people that cosplay, they have someone else to cosplay with them.
Yeah, I would have put a pig head on. Oh, look, I'm Inosuke.
Did you, though? Because you didn't find anything to wear.
And then there was people dressed up.
Yeah, there's like one person.
I bet you if you watch it in certain areas like downtown LA or some other shit like Japantown, Little Tokyo, and SF.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because like I've seen like a lot of videos like people posting on TikTok or Reels. Like they went to the Demon Slayer movie and they were like full on cosplayed.
Because they got that
they
group.
They have a group of people.
But you can make Michael and Mark dress up. Mark is Tarzan.
Mark could be
Mark is Inosuke.
Inosuke, yeah. He likes to be half naked anyway.
A dark skin, half naked Inosuke. Who's put on a little weight. and that's pretty much with Demon Slayer. One of the other things I kind of want to talk about, because it just happened, because as of the end of April, like literally the last day of April, April 30th, 2021, here in Southern California, guess what? Disneyland finally opened.
Yeah, after like over a year.
So, Disneyland finally opened. No, that does not mean we are going anytime soon. Mm-mm. This time is the actual park too. So, you get the rides, I believe, should be open.
Yeah.
And all that. The whole Disneyland experience is finally open. But, of course, there's going to be a certain amount of people that are allowed to come in each day.
Yeah, everything is by reservations online.
And that is why my segue in what I was just saying gets ruined by Haley again.
Because
it
seems like you're
say,
thinking.
And that is why they now have reservations to get into the parks.
You always tell me that I need to chime in more. So this is me chiming in and just
your
interrupting
chiming is
you.
Cock blocking all the stuff that I work so hard on. Get it?
Yeah.
That's what she said. Hard on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so what's going on is what I saw from the actual website itself, you can choose. First off, you could choose certain days, right? See if the park you want to go to is available. As of this moment, like all of May, there's no Disneyland openings. Like Disneyland is represented by this like little pink castle, a purple castle mm-hmm. on the calendar. The only things available are California Adventure, which is like this little blue circle, and some days are completely crossed off where none of them are available at all, and that goes into June. I think end of June has a little bit of Disneyland openings.
Yeah,
but when we tried going to July and August to kind of see like how that looks, all blocked off. So that means you can only book, I think, within 2 months of whatever day you're looking at. They're not opening it up anytime like 3 or 4 months in advance. It's just the 2 months from where you're looking.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the same thing like before where like if you book, oh, you want to go to like multiple parks, like 2 or 3 parks, you get a discount if you buy like the bundle kind of thing. But at the same time, it's like you need to know what's available. Like, what if you buy the bundle, but it's like only all California Adventure, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of an interesting way that they're handling this, because obviously they fill it up to whatever capacity is the current status for California and Disneyland, which is probably completely different from Disney World when we went in November.
Yeah.
They don't give no... Well, I think it's probably limited too, but yeah. At the same time, they've been doing it longer now compared to Disneyland, so who knows what kind of...
Yeah, I don't know how it is
problems over there. And stuff they'll discover.
Because, like, I don't even know if they require you to wear masks anymore.
It's required.
Oh, it is still? For Florida?
Florida? I don't know. I was going to say for here, Disneyland, of course. Obviously. And I think no masks if you're under, like, what? Maybe like under 2 years old is the standard practice. And... I believe they're going to do temperature screening tests, like, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Which is normal now, like, everywhere you go. Even when you're going to a restaurant here in California, believe it or not, like, a lot of restaurants have those thermometer guns, and they shoot you in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Check out your temperature. That's pretty much it. I mean, all the standard dining stuff probably limited based off whatever the restrictions are here. So you can probably dine in again.
The thing about it is that there's less people, so like the rides won't be a long wait. Because remember when we went to Florida, there's like less capacity and then you didn't have to wait as long for the rides.
Right, that was the good part. I mean, the only thing is I think they take longer to kind of... It almost makes up for it because they limit how many people could ride it. There's no single riders because it's always... They want to group it per group. So you can't cut in and do your, you know, single rider advantage kind of thing. They'll have to probably clean it right after the person, like the first party gets off. And, you know, so it kind of all adds up. But in general, yeah, like it shouldn't be as bad. Especially like taking pictures and stuff should be really nice. Because it's like there's not a lot of people. So it's not going to be super like crowded or crazy like in your like background.
Yeah,
and
but
all
I just don't think you can take pictures with the mascots.
If it's going to be the same as when we went to the Touch of Disney or Taste of Disney, whatever the hell it's called. Yeah, you can take a picture of them. Just make sure you zoom in really, really close because you'll see Mickey like from like 50 feet away.
Yeah.
Waving at everyone like we're peasants in the Disney park. And it's Disney Kingdom.
I'm sure they miss getting hugs too. Maybe.
Maybe that's just you. I'll give you a hug after this. Do I not hug you enough for you to say that? And then we'll see too, because my sister works for Disney, and I wonder how it's working for them to let family and friends in.
Oh yeah, and the other thing is that there's no more annual passes.
Oh, good. You want to talk? Like, I kind of forgot about that. So
yeah, because obviously they can't allow people to have annual passes because then all those people would be wanting to go all
and
the
like
time.
Booking like all the
available
they would,
spots. Yeah, so they tried to make it more fair and just took away annual passes altogether, so you have to buy and reserve tickets online.
So it's complete fair game now?
It's just
now.
Because of COVID.
And, I mean, they didn't say it's like permanent
forever.
Or forever.
It might just be because right now.
Who knows? Because maybe next year or two, they'll probably start introducing it again. If they do, we could get like they might have like the SoCal one, the super cheap one. We could get that.
That one you have to go during the week though.
I could remember I could arrange my work days where I could work on the weekend. All right. So there you go. Yeah. Aren't you? How do you feel about that? Maybe possibly the possibility of once again becoming an annual membership holder.
It doesn't really matter, honestly.
Oh, you
because
don't care no more. All right,
no,
never mind.
No, because we would go like. 3 times a year anyway.
But we would go to the cool ones too. Like I like the times that we go. It's like during the special event ones, like, you know, the Halloween. That was always fun, like dressing up and everything.
Halloween. What was the other ones?
Some other stuff, maybe like Christmas or whenever my sister gets us in.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, for the most part, so Disneyland is open again. Oh, I believe you can only visit Disneyland if you are a California native. You have to be I forgot. That's an important note to take.
So
I guess.
People can't like from
no
overseas. Any, I'm not
overseas
but like
overstate. Like in another state. If you're from Nevada, Arizona,
only
right next door.
They can go to California Adventure only? Or not at
no,
all?
No, nothing.
So it's only California people that can go.
Go to Disneyland Park.
Damn.
I mean, California Adventure is part of Disneyland Park, so that means only California people.
Uh-huh.
So you got to make sure you got your California ID or you're not getting shit.
I see.
And that's pretty much it. So actually, that's funny because it's like if your mom visits, she can't go.
Right. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's another thing. Keep that in mind. If you're having friends and family come visit, they could just stay at your house.
Yeah. They can wait outside
while you have the best time of your life. And that's pretty much it for this short episode. Don't forget to tune in when we have our full-on episodes from head to toe. Regular podcast episodes, which will also have YouTube videos matching up with that, not just also on like Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, like this one will be on. And also we'll have more regular podcasts like this that can only be heard on these podcast streaming applications or whatever else. Please follow, like, comment, subscribe, all the whole shebang if you want to hear more. And we will talk to you in the next episode.
That's it. Okay, bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.